Hey, you guys, welcome to the Ultra Life Podcast. I am your host, Samantha Nivens. I am a health and life coach, a speaker, an ultra marathon athlete, and a mom of two. And I am here to help you guys live your ultra life, which to me is living your best life, not just an average, okay, getting by, it's okay, things are good kind of life. No. We are here to live our purpose, to live our passion, to go after those big dreams and goals and do it with a healthy body so that you are energized to do those things and have the things you want in life, right? So I totally believe here that you can have both, that you can do it all. You can have a healthy life and a healthy lifestyle, no matter how busy or like what actual life looks like, right? Like kids, partnership, travel, work. Whatever it is that we can have both, we can do it all. And I know this because I do this. I'm an example and the people I look up to and aspire to absolutely do it too. So I know it is possible. And that is what I want to help you guys do is that this isn't some mutually exclusive, like, oh, I can only work on my health goal. I should only focus on my business goal in this season or this one thing. And instead, I really want to offer, we can do both at the same time. And that, my friends, is the secret sauce. That is what has led me to creating my ultra results in life and will continue to, is I do both. When I have both, well, one, it keeps your time, it does keep your time limited. So you have to be potent as fuck in what you are doing, in your plans. You ain't got time to mess around, right? And dibble dabble and, well, let me try this or maybe I'll get a workout in. Kind of like, no. Because you only have so much time, we get down and dirty and have a specific plan that is going to work for your health and for your life. Okay? All right. I could probably rant on that another 5 minutes, but that is what you get here. You're going to get myself today. I'm going to share some of the most common things I see with my clients that the first thing we do a lot of the times is before we go after some of those big health goals, fitness goals, even some of the life goals, is like losing the weight, right? Like, let's get that foundation of healthy lifestyle habits where you feel good, where you drop the weight and the things that are actually holding you back, where it's like, it's not actually like the counting calories and like the specific workout, tell me what to do. It's actually the workouts and the eating actually become so super simple. My clients usually have that down within 4 weeks, I would say 8 weeks. And it's just like, okay, yeah, this feels like a rhythm and a flow 100% by 8 weeks. It's actually the life stuff that we really need to work on and go through. If it's, you know, relationships, people pleasing, if it's your work, the stress, all of those things we need to actually solve for, that makes all the eating and like workout stuff like actually really fun and easy and like a go-to outlet, right? So that is a part of the process here. And with that, so you're going to get some solo episodes today is going to be on some of the most common things that I see that people are not doing, holding them back from losing the weight. And then also you, of course, you're going to get some interviews, right? Like there's lots of interviews. I want to show you other people that are doing it, that are going after those big goals and dreams and what is helping them. So you're going to get lots of interviews and solo episodes. Okay, let's dive in. So today, I don't even know. I have like 7 reasons you're not losing weight, but it might be more than that by the time we finish. I'm going to try to not get too ranty on you guys. Okay, let's dive in. The first one is you're not consistent doing whatever plan you have. I don't care if that's my plan. I don't care if that's, I don't know, Beachbody, if that's your other coach or nutritionist or personal trainer plan, but you are not consistently doing it 7 days a week. And what I mean by that, obviously you don't have to work out 7 days a week. But you're not consistently, if you're eating, that whole like, let me eat, you know, clean 5 days and then cheat on the weekends or take the weekends off mentality that so many people have is hurting your results. It is a major reason you're not losing weight. Rampant, rampant in the weight loss. Like if you're trying to lose weight and not, you need to keep your plan. This is a lifestyle. This isn't a let me be on for 5 days and off for 2 days, or let me be on for these 4 days and then I have a long weekend where I'm doing a girls' weekend or a concert, so that I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. No, y'all, no. And now I'm not saying you can't have fun and have some extra drinks or eat some more food out. That's not what I'm saying. But have a plan even for your festival weekend or for your girls' weekend or for your week-long vacation or your work week when you're like away for work for a weekend. That doesn't just mean fuck your plan and just go like, oh, I'll just get back on Monday. That's killing your results. You need to be consistent 7 days a week or consistent overall with your plan, even if it adjusts when you have a vacation, a long weekend, or some kind of an event or social things, right? So you're not being consistent enough. Okay. And that goes for your workouts too. Let's just like pop that in there. It's like, okay, are you like, oh no, but I do my workouts like these, you know, 4 workouts for these 2 weeks, but then I have a weekend away. So then I don't do my workouts really, or I skip one that week and then I come back and then I skip one because I like wasn't in the flow. So now you're skipping 2 weeks out of the month where you're skipping one of those workouts per your plan. No wonder you're not getting results. Are you consistent, right? Even with your life. And if you're not, you need to find a plan that fits overall more with your lifestyle, which by the way, is what we totally do in the Ultralife annual membership or with one-on-one coaching with me, is I have guidelines, but you then, we find what works for you and your life. Right? With whatever those circumstances are. 6 kids, you work 80 hours a week. I don't care. I will find like the plan for you. And that's your sweet spot ticket. And that's where most of you probably, let's just call that one out. Is I'm sure that's on here somewhere, but we'll just go number 2. You are following some cookie cutter DIY plan that you've either grabbed from multiple different things and you're trying to make out of one. Or you're following, you know, Susie's plan that you downloaded on, you know, macro eating or on calorie counting or whatever, you know, you're following some cookie cutter plan and it doesn't work for you. So therefore you are not being consistent with it because it doesn't actually work for you and your lifestyle and your preferences. You need to find either you do this yourself from whatever plan that you take. It's okay to like, I've done this too. Like, it's okay to take a plan from somewhere, something as like a starting point to then say, okay, this is the, you know, plan that I'm overall going to do for my workouts. But I know that with my life and my lifestyle, I can't actually work out Monday through Friday. I'm going to do, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because that's how I can do it. Or I'm going to do like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday because my life is so busy during the week with work, right? So whether you take a cookie cutter plan, you need to then make it your own, okay? And that's what we do when we work together with me. It's like we don't, like I have my guidelines even, and from there, I'm still going to make it your own. And you always get to make those powerful choices for you. So that's number 2. Number 1, you're not consistent enough. Number 2, you're following some cookie cutter plan is not made for you or you're not adjusting it for you. I'm going to go here first is you are not actually eating enough. This, I know this is going to be like, some people are going to be like, no, for real. I'm telling y'all, this is so common. And this is common just like in the whole weight loss diet culture industry, right? Where it's like, eat less calories. We need to eat women 1200 calories or less, right? It's like eat as little as possible so you can get skinny and you can get smaller. It's like the message we are told on repeat, or what programs like Noom that I used to work for are like, oh, you just put in your weight in this magical formula and you actually need to eat like a little like rabbit. And so I swear to you guys, so many of you are not eating enough. And I'm gonna like shout out, just side note here, there's another one coming, but like carbs, that includes carbs. You're not eating enough carbs actually. And I'll go over the reverse side of this. I'm gonna touch on the overeating side too. So check yourself. If your body has been not fueled with enough good foods of eating good, it's going to hold on to the weight. I'm sure most of y'all have experienced this, right? You've been on the low calorie diet. You feel like you're barely eating and you're like, I'm not losing any weight. What the f is going on, right? I know a lot of you are out there like that. I have clients like that. And I'm like, hold on. And then we go over what they're eating. I'm like, I eat more than you. I eat more than you and I am half your size. I've said that to my partner. Like, I'm pretty sure I actually eat more than you, like 2 out of 3 times. Okay? So check yourself. Are you actually eating enough of quality foods, of the healthy stuff? Okay? A plateful of like broccoli and scrambled eggs, egg whites with a little cheese even, and like a piece of sprouted toast. I could literally fill that plate and have like 500 calories of like incredibly quality fueled plate. And I might not even be able to even feel like eating it all because I'll get so full on a plate full of like over a cup of broccoli, you know, 5 egg whites and eggs and a little sprinkle of cheese and one food. And I promise you will be full and fueled on that. So it's about the right foods, about eating enough of the right foods. And stop trying to just eat less, eat less, eat less. Okay? So check yourself there. Are you not eating enough? Okay? Okay. And this is like sign enough of quality foods, right? Okay. The next one, I think this is number 4, is you're not including joy eats, what I call joy eats. Okay? So when working with me and what I teach my clients is nutrition-wise, you're eating 80-20. Right? So 80% of the time you're eating healthy, whole foods to fuel your body. And the other 20% of the time you eat whatever the hell you want. Okay. Pizza, burgers, beer, cheese, wine, chocolate, dessert. I don't care. Like you can have that 20% for you, AKA I call those joy eats. So you're not including joy eats. You are trying to, that is hurting you because if you're not including joy eats, one, you feel deprived AF, so it's not sustainable because you're like, oh, like I can't go out and have beer. I want to go out and have drinks, or it's, you know, our anniversary, you know, I have a glass of wine, or, you know, I want to have birthday cake, or I got this treat. I want to have ice cream with my kids. Like whatever it is, you're depriving and restricting yourself. So long, y'all. We are humans, right? And so what happens when you don't allow for and include joy eats is you go in that whole start-stop cycle, right? Where all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can't take this anymore. And you're like, I'm done. And then you stop and you just say, fuck it. And then you go off course. You actually go behind the 8, like you go past 0 and you get farther behind because you just, you're eff it. You're like, I'm going to eat whatever I want. A weekend, then you feel like shit. And then you're like talking to yourself like shit. Oh no, I'm further behind than even before. How am I ever going to do this? Blah, 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 right? It's that whole cycle. And then you stop. And then like for one day to start again, because you were trying to restrict and deprive yourself of those joy eats so much that at some point it's going to give. So stop, stop denying yourself the joy eats, that 20%. Allow yourself to have room for that so you can live life. Okay, whatever that means for you, whatever that joy eats is for you. I'll love a good burger and fries and beer myself. Have it probably once a week. I love chocolate. I have like dark chocolate most days or dessert, honestly, where you can include those joy eats. Now, what I work with my clients on is where we're like, okay, how much is too much, right? Where we check in and you could actually tell me, okay, this is what I had, or you check in with yourself. And you learn that skill of how to actually evaluate and check in with yourself to be like, okay, this is what I had. Is that too many joy eats? And it's like, well, how do you feel about that? And also I have the eye as your coach to be able to be like, okay, well, let's check in. What does that look like for me to be able to see and for us to be able to find that sweet spot of joy eats? But if that's not with me, you need to be doing that for yourself. How you need to find that balance and check in. What is that level of joy eats for you where you can still get the results you want and lose the weight, right? Okay, next. Okay, you are not doing, the next one is you are focused too much on your, on the weight loss, on the scale, you're too focused on the number versus focusing on some kind of other fitness, health, non-scale goal, life goal even. If you are so focused on the scale and those numbers, making these changes, that you make that mean something, that then you're like, okay, if it doesn't move for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, for a month even, and you're doing, and you actually are doing the things, if you make that mean something and put so much focus there, one, it's going to drain your energy and your enthusiasm, right? You're just going to be like, oh God, because of this one number, this one thing, instead of letting that drag you down, focusing just on that number. When, by the way, the scale will always fluctuate, give or take 5 pounds every single week for every single human. So there's that. So just keep that in mind, depending on what we eat that day, our bowel movements, how much water we intake, how much water we didn't intake. And then two, so yeah, instead of focusing on all the goodness, you know, how do you feel? How are your clothes fitting? Like, how is your mental health doing? Are you, you know, doing the 20-minute run? Is it faster than you were 2 or 3 weeks ago? Are you now, you know, graduating from walking 3 to 4 times a week to running 4 times a week? Instead of focusing on all that freaking goodness, that's going to then have you being like, oh man, I'm doing it. This is doing good. I'm feeling better. I'm doing great. And then guess what? The weight drops on week 5 on the scale. But if you quit before then, because all you paid attention to was the scale and that number versus these results over here, all of this goodness over here, guess what? Then you go back to that start-stop cycle, right? You just stop and you say, oh, it's not working for me. But if you would have focused on all these other things over here, then you would have kept going because you would have been like, Jesus, damn, I'm winning. I'm doing so good. Look at all these results that I'm getting. So you need to stop just focusing on the scale and start focusing on non-scale wins. Any and all of them for you. I work with my clients. We find out what those are specifically for them, what they like and like mean something to them, right? Okay. I also realized I kind of skipped over the old overeating one. So let's go over that one now. What are we at? 5, 6? Okay. So this is another area of opportunity on the flip side of not eating enough. Is you are eating too much, you're overeating. And let me show you how that looks up really specifically, not just like, oh, you're overeating. Like, okay, just hold on a second here. Okay. So ways you can check in on yourself with the overeating is, are you eating when you are actually hungry, or are you eating because of X, because you're stressed, because you're emotional, because you're bored, because you're tired, because you think you should eat? Because especially in athletes, I see this a lot, and I've done this myself in seasons of training and non-training, where it's like, sometimes, you know, we are told we need to have a pre-workout snack or meal, or we need a post-workout snack or meal. And it's like, sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't, but we all just get, so the final thing I'll say on that is also, is it habit? So is it because of some feeling or emotion? You're sad, stressed, angry, depressed, whatever. So you eat, or you're eating on autopilot, been doing. So you're like, well, I eat breakfast at this time and it's this big of a breakfast, and I eat lunch and then I eat a snack because it, like, so are you on autopilot? And then also, are you eating only simply because somebody told you, somebody, an article, a research, a past coach, anything has told you like to eat at this time? Any of those, good to have as information, and then an awareness to be like, am I actually hungry? And if you are not hungry, you do not need to eat. Unless you are trying to gain muscle and gain weight, there may be times you have to eat when you're not actually hungry for that. If you're trying to lose weight, you want to just check in. Like, are you truly eating because you're hungry? And same thing, like when it's time to stop, like, have you actually been satisfied and you're full versus overeating because it's so delicious and it's so yummy, or everybody else isn't done, so you just keep eating, or you eat your kids' plates because you don't want to waste food? Oh, all of those things, right? So we need to check in with the overeating. And I want to specifically share one of the tools that I use with my clients is, so I call it a fueled plate, but like what that actually your plate should look like with protein, carbs, fats, and veggies. And so having your fueled plate, but then ideally you really only want to be having, and again, you've got to check in with yourself, but ideally a great place to start is 3 meals a day and one snack is optional, right? So what I mean by that is a lot of times what's stopping people from losing weight is not just like overeating in the meal itself because of any of all those things, but because they're also grazing throughout the day. Now, like taking the bite of, you know, kids' breakfast and then having their own breakfast and then having a little, you know, somebody brought in a donut. So you have half a donut. No big deal. It's just half a donut. And then you also eat your lunch. And then after lunch, you have a little snacky poo, like an hour, like granola bar or something sweet, like an hour later. And then it's like not quite supper time yet. So then you have another little snack, just some like juice and crackers or something. And then you have your supper and then you all might have a little like dessert and something later. Do you see how many times you are eating throughout the day, those little snacks and bites in between your actual meals that you should have these full, beautiful plates that take you through those 3 to 4 hours, right? And there's a big reason behind it because it's always whenever you're eating, it's causing your insulin, your hormones to come out and interact with that food. And if it doesn't have a way to burn it, it's going to store this fat. So all those little times you're constantly having your body be like, oh, here's some extra food for fat. Every those grazings. Okay. Especially because again, going back to my first thought there is like, are you actually hungry? Or are you just eating because you're on autopilot? Cause you always have a snack at 2 o'clock. Or are you eating because somebody brought in donuts? So you're like, well, what the heck? I'll just have one. And how many times does that happen throughout your day, throughout your week, right? A lot, okay? So check in. And one snack is optional. I give that one snack optional because sometimes like you do need a post or pre-workout if you're working out that hard or that much. I'm an athlete, so that is a lot of my, like a factor for me. So keep that in mind, okay? I'm going to stop this here, actually. I think we came up with 5 or 6. I'm going to do a part 2 on this, okay? So this is going to be things that I see holding people back, stopping them from losing weight. This is part 1. And I will do a part 2 on the remaining things that are coming out, stopping people from losing weight. So I want you guys all check in with yourselves, right? Like, where are you at and which of these stand out to you where you're like, ooh, damn, like that one, like I hear you on that, Samantha, right? So that you can evaluate to make changes for yourself. And of course, if you need help, this is what I do all day, every day for hundreds of clients is we find that sweet spot for them in all of these areas. So guess what? You have a plan. A specific plan for you and your lifestyle and your preferences in regards to workouts and nutrition and getting the results you want, losing the weight, right? 100%, that is what you get. And guess what? You get that from day one of us working together. And then each week we evaluate together and we go over anything that comes up for you that's stopping you personally, right? Because we all have different things that come up, right? So if you are interested in learning what coaching together can look like and how I can help you and finally solve this, then please DM me and we can get a call booked and totally, I will tell you either way, if this is something that we can do together and that I can help you. And if not, I will give you the resources and give you the steps to take regardless, even if it's not with me. So if you are interested in that, you need to DM me. And otherwise, I will give you guys a part 2 coming soon with more tips. All right, you guys, we'll see you.